The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
51551 for your text. You can send us emails to ray@rte.ie. We got a lovely Bing Crosby album in on vinyl. And the opening track is "It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas." Well, it is. I know. If we start talking about it full on from now, you'll be very tired come the 25th of December. So we just do it sporadically. Kevin Gardner, says Martina, is the man who coined the term Celtic Tiger. Kevin Gardner is credited with first using the now ubiquitous term in a report for Morgan Stanley back in 1994. Forecasting more than a decade of surging economic growth for this country. Regards, Martina. Thank you. And hi, Ray. Only the US government website charges $14 for EstaCert. The other websites look similar and they're not fraudulent. They just charge 10 times the government charge and take much longer. Beware, says Ted. Thanks for that, Ted. And Noel says, any chance you could give this a quick mention, please? I've just driven 35 kilometres with a strong sun in my eyes for the entire journey and it's so dangerous. If drivers who are driving with sun behind them could be careful with cars coming against them who don't have full visibility. Just to be more aware. Thanks. Yeah, it's the low winter sun, isn't it, Noel? And it is very dangerous. The other thing is, if you're pulling out onto a main road, just be aware of cars coming one of the directions might be looking into that low winter sun and may not have full vision of you coming out from a side road or a car park or whatever. I was telling my husband about the Pussycat Dolls on The X Factor, how I felt was bordering on pornography. Straight away, he asked, where should he go online to view it? Men, huh, says that person. Yeah, well, he's entitled to watch himself. He's an adult. My problem with it was that it was on before 9 o'clock and it was a woman who young women would be identifying with and young girls would be identifying with, because not only is she part of the Pussycat Dolls, but she's also a judge on X Factor. On Saturday, December 14, there'll be a big celebration in Dalymount Park in Dublin. It's a special Christmas party for children who are living in direct provision in Ireland. There will be 522 children there. And Dan Lambert, who we spoke to before, he's marketing director with Bohemians Football Club, wants your help to give every child, that's 522 children, a gift. How are you, Dan?
Hey, Ray. How's things?
Good to talk to you again. You did this last year on a smaller scale.
Yeah, we did it last year. So it's done through Bang Bang, which is like coffee shop and shop and fibs for a week. Last year we did it for kids in direct provision in Clondalkin, and there was 82 children there. And we're working with MASI, the Movement of Asylum Seekers in Ireland. And what they wanted to do was, these centres now this time are from across the country, really. Like, some of the list here are Tralee, Ballyhonest, Tremor, Monaghan, Carrick and Shannon. You know, they're all over the country.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do is, a bus is going to come from each centre. We can't accommodate all the kids. There's going to be about 200 kids and their parents will come here. There'll be some entertainment, some local businesses, and people are making food. And the kids that are here abroad will each get a gift, but also when they're here, the gifts for the kids who can't come will go onto the bus and be brought back to the centres for them.
So 200 on the day, and then another 322 will get the gifts when they're brought back to them.
Exactly. That's the plan.
Lovely idea. It's a lovely idea. How are you going to collect all these gifts and what do you want people to do, Dan?
Well, I suppose last year, because there was 82, we gave everybody just a name and an age, just a first name and an age. And I suppose, you know, that worked really well in the sense that if you were given a name and an age, you had a level of responsibility,
yes,
to maybe pick up a gift. But with so many kids this year, we've split them roughly into groups of under 5, 5 to 9, 9 to 12 and 12 above. And what we're asking people to do is, if they could drop by a gift unwrapped, or a €15 one for all voucher, we have a team of volunteers on the Friday who are then going to, you know, we've a gift bag for each child and we're going to then spread them out and make sure they're appropriate for each of the age groups.
And what about people who are listening around the country who won't be able to get up to Phibsborough to drop it into Bang Bang Cafe?
We have a PayPal set up, and there's been a brilliant response to the PayPal. There's over €4,000 there in less than in 5 days, really. What we'd love to do is, if there was a toy retailer or a wholesaler that we might be able to work with, to kind of go to one business
and get them at wholesale prices.
Exactly. That'd be fantastic. So yeah, that's the challenge. We're asking for like nothing with batteries or with guns or soldiers, given the backgrounds these people have come from.
And why not batteries?
Just look, the amount of money that a parent gets per week in direct provision is tiny, and it just wouldn't allow for them to. It's hardly enough for them to, you know, survive humanely, let alone buy batteries for, for presents. So
yeah, it's 38.80 now, which is which has gone up a good bit, but still it's minuscule, isn't it? That's
yeah,
for an adult.
We visited some of these centres. Like, we do a lot of work with Bohemians, where thanks to Kevin Brannigan, one of the members here, we bring people in direct provision to each home game. And having seen some of the centres myself, like, they're, you know, they're not the best. And what we want to do here really isn't, most of the centres don't have chimneys, so that makes it difficult for Santa. So if we can get these presents together, you know, that will help him.
And it's an opportunity for people to make a statement, because whatever has happened around the country, people, if you're reading it and you're in direct provision or planning to be in direct provision, you might think that you didn't have a welcome in this country.
Look, absolutely. You've hit it there on the head. Like, that's it. And it's a show of cable of vulture to these people. Like, to give you a man came in last week, and I'd guess he was probably in his 70s, and he walked up and he handed over just €20, and he said, "That's for those people." And he said, "That was us around the world for long enough." And, you know, and I think, you know, what can you say to that? That's totally correct. So,
and you've said already, the age range is from a couple of months old to 17. And you're looking for toys. There's 522 children from direct provision, and you can go to mention the PayPal again, or the GoFundMe. Is there?
The PayPal link is on the Facebook page. Actually, gave it to one of your researchers. Maybe if you could put it out there. It's just a code. It's not easy to remember. So.
Okay. We'll put it up on our page. So if people want to go there, they can get it. And it's all happening then on the 14th of December, Saturday. That's next Saturday week.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll be a lovely day, I'd imagine.
Yeah, look, it's going to be brilliant. These kids, they said, haven't been to some of the centres. They're like, the one in Clondalkin is in an industrial estate. You know, it's far from ideal. And to maybe get them out together as a group, we've got some people. John Flynn, the poet, has volunteered. John Cummins, he's volunteered to do some kids' poems. And we've got different entertainers who volunteered, and their parents will be here. And we've one or two surprise visitors on the day. So just to give them a great day, and to go back on it, you know, on a bus with presents for their friends in direct provision, I think.
And Dan, keep in touch, and if you need another plug along the way, do let us know, won't you?
Thanks a million, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
thanks, Dan. Good talking to you. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.